The reading I've chosen for today is a poem by Gary Snyder titled Long Hair. So it was quite a while ago that this was written. Snyder's an American poet who came on the scene at the edge of the beat poets and the hippies. He traveled the Pacific Northwest and Orient, and he was a serious student of Eastern religious traditions, and his poetry reflects that. He finally settled down way off the grid in the foothills of the Sierra Madres. I always like to read this particular poem during this season. One, hunting season. Once every year, the deer catch human beings. They do various things which irresistibly draw men near them. Each one selects a certain man. The deer shoots the man, who is then compelled to carry the deer meat home and eat it. Then the deer is inside the man. He waits and hides in there, but the man doesn't know it. When enough deer have occupied enough men, they will all strike at once. The men who don't have deer in them will also be taken by surprise, and everything will change some. This is called takeover from the inside. Two, deer trails. Deer trails run on the side hills, cross-country access roads, dirt ruts to bone white board house ranches tumbled down. Waist high through manzanita, through sticky, prickly, crackling gold summer grass. Deer trails lead to water, lead sideways, always, narrowing down to one best path and split and fade away to nowhere. Deer trails slide under freeways, slip into cities, swing back and forth in crops and orchards, run up the sides of schools. Deer spur and crisscross dusky tracks are in the house and coming out the walls, and deer bound through my hair. Thanksgiving, on its most basic level, is about filling up, maybe overfilling, with food, family, cooking, busyness. This filling up is important, and we shouldn't rush past. It is a time to fill our spiritual wells as well, as much as our tummies. To breathe in the stark beauty of the season, the communities we hold dear, and the gifts we have. In other words, it's a fine time to just stop and breathe and fill ourselves with praise, remembrance, and thankfulness. Just stop. Today, we have an opportunity to refill our souls so that we can return refreshed and renewed, ready to continue the good work this world so badly needs. We will take time to do this filling up with a communion among like-minded people, a community sharing that most basic and ancient of foods. In all its manifestations, whether it is made of wheat, corn, rice, or taro root, it is made with water, a malleable flour, and heat. Those of us from Christian backgrounds remember the story of the Last Supper, the post-Passover supper that Jesus held with his disciples the night before his death. As Jesus broke the bread and passed the wine, he instructed the disciples to do this in remembrance of me. From that Christian communion developed. This ritual, though, was a continuation of much older cultural traditions of consuming something that's a god or a goddess. Frequently something like an ear of corn or a sheaf of wheat. The hope was to create new life for the communicant and, most importantly, for the community as a whole. More than personal salvation, these rituals were to save the land from want and waste. The communion service came to America with the pilgrims. It was essentially an elitist practice in which only the worthy or professed Christian living the appropriate lifestyle could participate in. True to form, the Unitarians had a diversity of opinions about how or even if a communion should be celebrated. Ralph Waldo Emerson objected to the practice, giving his famous sermon on how his conscience would not allow him to continue performing this ritual. And thus he resigned his ministerial position at the Second Unitarian Church in Boston. Emerson argued that Jesus did not intend a permanent ritual that night, and in any case, no particular rituals should be exalted over others. The Unitarians to'd and fro'd over this for about a century. At mid-20th century, about 50% of Unitarian churches celebrated communion as a decidedly Christian celebration. In recent years, since joining with Universalism, there has been a rethinking of what a UU communion might be and what it might mean to us. As Reverend Francis Simmons has written, Eucharist, the taking of the bread, derives from a Greek word signifying thanksgiving. Thanksgiving should be seen as a valid and proper sentiment of any religious group. In that spirit, we are celebrating today a ceremony of thanksgiving that UUCB has done in the past, our bread communion and earth-based communion. So what's going to happen is our ushers will be passing the baskets and the very cool communion plates that we have been storing in our basement for about a decade. We ask that you wait to eat and drink until after the blessing, which Amy will give. If you need a gluten-free option, please raise your hand and the usher will pass that basket to you. As we take the bread and cider, we fill our bodies and spirit and remember our larger community. We allow ourselves to be taken over from the inside as the deer once did.